AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was once a teacher whose students convinced him to enter politics.
They encouraged me to run for office. They saw in me what I was hoping to instill in them, a commitment of common good, a belief that one person can make a difference.
Walz is now the Democratic vice presidential nominee, and he appeared tonight with running mate Kamala Harris in Philadelphia. A criminal complaint unsealed today says a Pakistani national with purported ties to Iran was arrested last month on charges he plotted to assassinate former President Trump and other public officials. The squad is losing another member. The Associated Press projecting Wesley Bell will win the Democratic primary in Missouri's 1st congressional district and will beat incumbent Cori Bush. Tropical Storm Debbie could drench coastal cities in Georgia and the Carolinas for a few more days. This is ABC News. Federal prosecutors say a Mississippi woman who worked at the Vicksburg National Military Park pleaded not guilty to stealing admission fees to allow her and her relatives to play to gamble and pay bills. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred calls him the kindest person he ever met.
Billy Bean made history in Major League Baseball. In 1999, he was the second player ever to come out as gay. He played for the Tigers, the Dodgers, and the Padres, not to be confused with the other Billy Bean, the trailblazing executive of the Oakland A's. This Billy Bean spelled his last name differently. He would go on to become MLB's senior vice president of diversity, equality, and inclusion. After a year-long battle with leukemia, Bean has died at the age of 60. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Driver in the Mexican border city of Tijuana tried connecting his Tesla to an illegal electricity hookup. Connected to a power line, it burst into flames and set a neighbor's house on fire. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin are getting money to reach out to people who need lead pipes removed. $900 million in loan money comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Communities can start applying at the end of the month. More than 37,000 lead service lines have been replaced or shut off in Wisconsin since 2018. Expect to hear more about reproductive rights from Vice President Kamala Harris as she campaigns for president. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it's the number one issue for Democratic voters.
But independents rank it quite a ways down. And so I think it's possible that she may emphasize that issue more than Biden was doing. Whether that brings any independents over is an open question.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance will both campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Packers get Kraft back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After suffering a torn pectoral muscle this spring, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft has been cleared to practice.
I think the reason why I'm playing in the NFL is because my yak capabilities. You know, we get in a hot situation, I'm in the flat, catch the ball, it's a 20-yard game.
Baseball, L.A. Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman returned to action after being at his 3-year-old son Max's bedside last week, paralyzed with Guillain-Barré syndrome.
It's been a long week. No one should have to go through this, especially a 3-year-old.
I don't know how many times Chelsea and I said we wish we could switch, you know.
The boy's now back home in recovery. Freeman thanking the Dodgers organization and Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Anybody associated with the Dodgers has been incredible. And then I want to give a shout out to Pat Murphy and his staff. They actually sent a whole video to us and my family about how they were praying for us and wishing us well.
The Brewers play the Braves tonight in Atlanta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight, but a few clouds gathering and some patchy fog forming in the overnight. Light winds, lows in the lower to middle 50s. After the morning clouds and fog, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Afternoon highs reaching the upper 70s. Right now, it's 64.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Kamala Harris is in Eau Claire with her new running mate, Tim Walz. Jim Santel filling in for Maggie Dawn.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. So Sean walks into the studio today playing Happy Days Are Here Again on her phone. Kamala Harris has picked... Excuse me. Forgive me. Kamala Harris has picked Tim Walz to be her running mate this November. He's the guy who started the weird meme. I got a whole lot to tell you about him. In fact, I'm going to sneeze at it. Pardon me. I caught the mute button that time. I'm going to give you as much information as I can find about Tim Walz and you know what's going on. Of course, as I told you yesterday, he is my number one pick and has been for a while here. I think I'm going to sneeze again. And in our second hour, will Bill Barr and Donald Trump ever be brought to justice? And also at the bottom of our second hour at 10:30 Pacific time, 1:30 Eastern time, Dr. Trita Parsi is going to drop by. What's going on in the Middle East? Is there a larger war, a wider war coming? Excuse me. And in our third hour, you'll never believe, or maybe you will, the latest obscenity from J.D. Vance and Texas voter suppression. More than 2 million Texas voters have now been put on the list of you can't vote. Or if you do, you're going to have to get a provisional ballot. I don't know why I'm sneezing here. My apologies. But anyhow, a lot to talk about. First off, the Donald Trump campaign, their official response to Tim Walz is just crazy. It says, embracing policy. This is the official... This is, you know, from the Trump campaign. And I'm going to sneeze again. Embracing policies to allow convicted felons to vote, they write, Walz is obsessed with spreading California's dangerously liberal agenda far and wide. Wait a minute. Donald Trump is a convicted felon, and he wants to vote in Florida. Are you trying to tell us, Trump campaign, that Donald Trump should not be allowed to vote? I mean, really, is that what's going on here? Hang on just a moment. Pardon me. I it must be allergies or something. I don't know what's going on. Long COVID. Carolyn Leavitt, the press spokesman for Donald Trump's 2024 campaign, came out and said, as a woman, I think there's no greater threat to our health than leaders who support putting tampons in men's bathrooms in public schools. These are the radical policies that Tim Walz supports. She was also attacking his support for transgender transition, which he protected. But Tim Walz signed a bill requiring menstrual products to be stocked free of charge in all public school bathrooms, regardless of gender. And the reason why is pretty straightforward. The Democrats at the time said, this is State Representative Sandra Feist, speaking to the House Education Finance Committee, she said one out of every 10 menstruating youth miss school during their menstrual cycle due to a lack of access to menstrual products and resources. Republicans are just weird. I mean, you know, wanting to monitor menstruation, you know, it's just it's just weird. So who is Tim Walz? Tim Walz was born in West Point, Nebraska, little town. He grew up in a little town. He graduated from high school with a class of 24. That's very small. He worked as a teacher. He joined the National Guard at the age of 17. Trained in heavy artillery, worked in disaster response, was deployed overseas, including during the Operation Enduring Freedom, what was originally was called Operation Iraqi Liberation, OIL, George Bush's war in Afghanistan and Iraq. He served in that overseas deployment, including in the Arctic. He also worked as a teacher, educating kids at the Indian Reservation in Pine Ridge, South Dakota. He taught English in China, and he speaks Mandarin relatively fluently. He's also taught high school in Nebraska and Minnesota. He was a youth football coach, and as a youth football coach in Minnesota, he advised that school's first gay-straight alliance. He has passed just a whole bunch of really solidly progressive legislation. This is a list. Investing in energy infrastructure, 100% carbon-free electricity by 2040, transition off fossil fuels, building more electric vehicle charging stations, providing funding to help workers acquire new skills through apprenticeship programs in clean energy fields, directing state funding for transit, mass transit, money for rail, tax credits for bikes, permitting fast-tracking clean energy projects. He codified Roe v. Wade, ensuring abortion access. He guaranteed paid sick time and paid family and medical leave. He funded replacing all the lead pipes in the state. Free school breakfasts and lunches for all students, made public college free. Stronger labor protections, driver's licenses for all. Voting Rights Act to reverse recent court rulings and make voting harder, including restoring the voting right to convicted felons, Donald. He banned medical debt from credit bureaus in Minnesota. He signed the Taylor Swift bill that requires all ticket junk fees be shown up front. He banned most junk fees. He has fought against any book bans. He has legislation preventing book bans in the state. He protection for tipped workers. He banned non-competes. He legalized recreational marijuana. He increased penalties for straw purchases of firearms, expanded background checks, and enacted red flag laws, passing gun safety measures that the Republicans had blocked for years. He made Minnesota a trans refuge state and requires health plans to cover medically necessary gender-affirming care. He increased the pay for Uber and Lyft drivers. He eliminated the so-called gay panic defense in murder cases and violent assault cases. He put into place a ban on doxing election workers. He put into place a prohibition on swatting elected officials, and he banned conversion therapy in Minnesota. I mean, this is a hell of a record of accomplishment for a guy who's got a one-vote majority in one of the two houses, the House and Senate in Minnesota. He's 60 years old. He's the father of two. Both of his children were born through in vitro fertilization. He's a big advocate of that. His dad was a public school administrator. When he graduated from high school in 1982, there were only 25 students in the class, him and 24 others. He got his master's degree from Minnesota State University. He taught English in China for a year in 1989 and can converse in Mandarin. He served for 24 years in the National Guard and retired as a master sergeant in 2005. Then he became a teacher, and then he ran for Congress, and he was a decade in Congress representing a small rural district in Minnesota. And he was, when he was in Congress, he became and still holds the record of the highest ranking non-commissioned officer and longest serving in the history of the House of Representatives. He has said that his daughter, Hope, was born via IVF, and that's why they named her Hope. They had worked so hard to have a child. When he ran for Congress in 2006, he unseated an incumbent Republican. He was he has one blemish on his criminal record in 1995. What is that, 30 years ago? He was arrested for a DWI when he was living in Nebraska. He promptly quit drinking, and he has not drank alcohol since then. He also doesn't drink coffee, although he does drink a lot of Diet Mountain Dew. When he was attacked for being a liberal and a socialist by Republicans in Minnesota, he simply said, one person's socialism is another person's neighborliness. They're going to have a hard time. I mean, they're already freaking out. Donald Trump sent out a fundraising email about an hour ago saying that Walz will be the worst VP in history, all caps, and he will unleash, in all caps, hell on earth. He will rubber stamp Kamala's Green New scam and light trillions of dollars on fire. He's already put millions in dirty cash to buy the White House. Nobody knows what Trump's talking about with regard to dirty cash. Maybe you know, he thinks that Walz also got $10 million from an Egyptian dictator. I don't know. Anyhow, that's what I know about Tim Walz. I'm curious what you know about him, what you think about him, what your opinions are. You know, this is an historic moment, as they say. And I am so incredibly proud of Kamala Harris and so glad that she picked Tim Walz. This is just a solid guy. Stay tuned. I'll pick up your calls right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Extra.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. You know, it's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love it. I can get you up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
In a world that's full of change, where the winds of fear rearrange, we hold our ground, we hold our line, for the freedoms intertwined. With hearts united, hands in hands, we fight for rights across the lands. For every voice, for every call, together we stand tall. We stand tall for democracy.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls. Dynamo Dave, listening on KTNF AM 950 in the Twin Cities, Minnesota. You're in Duluth, it says here, Dave. You guys in Minnesota must be grinning from ear to ear.
Yeah, I'm very happy about the selection. And I have to say a couple things. First of all, thanks for taking my call, Trance. Welcome to Tom and educating me and your listeners. And other thing, I don't know if you mentioned in your intro that Governor Walz attended what was called Wellstone Camp, which was, you know, kind of trying to make politics a joy going.
Oh, really?
Governor.
He was a protege of Paul Wellstone.
Yeah, well, now this was after, as part of the a legacy fund that Paul Wellstone's family set up, was this thing to help train up new politicians.
That's great.
Into his spirit, you know what I mean? Yeah, and so, and the other thing is, I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. But, you know, I don't know if he's passed a lot of progressive legislation. He is a we the people type of person.
Yeah.
And it's so cool that she picked a guy like that. I mean, that's hard to find somebody. But I think you ought to flip the script from weird to creepy, because the things that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump focus on, are actually creepy. They're beyond weird. They're creepy.
I agree with you.
Called a creep.
J.D. Vance is bizarre is another word, I think, you know.
Yeah.
He just endorsed a book calling for liberals to be considered subhuman and eliminated from American society. I mean, he just wrote a blurb for a book that was basically calling for genocide. I'm going to be talking about that in the third hour of our program. It's crazy. Dave, thanks for the call, and thanks for the report from Minnesota. It's great to hear from you. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Supreme Court reform.
Okay, go for it, Paul.
Well, the Neil Gorsuch kind of spitting out a warning at Joe Biden about Supreme Court reform. We've talked before about Federalist Paper 78 says that the court is the not a threat, the least of the three branches a threat to democracy because it has neither the power of the sword or the purse.
Correct.
But right after that, it says, but it would be the greatest threat to democracy if there were an alliance between the court and any other of the three branches of government. Especially the executive branch. And this is what it has become, especially, they are obviously a ringer for Donald Trump as the executive.
Yeah. No, the Federalist Society has politicized the Supreme Court, and it's that simple.
Well, absolutely. And I had a disturbing, I don't know if this is in the 2025 project, but there is a right-wing talk show host in your area who you think you've had a beer with once or twice, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I won't mention his name, but I had a discussion with him about the National Born Citizenship Clause of the 14th Amendment, Section 1, the first sentence, that all persons born or naturalized in the United States and in the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they live. He said that, but this was always intended to mean if the parents are in the United States legally.
No, it doesn't say that.
No, I said, read it. And he started inserting the word parents. I said, I said, I can tell you this off the top of my head without even looking at it. And
you know, legal residency in the United States wasn't even established until, I think it was 1924, wasn't it, the Immigration Act?
Right, and not only that, he claimed that if you're not here legally, you're not in the jurisdiction thereof, then I said, how is it that you're not legal then? How are you illegal if you're not in the jurisdiction thereof?
It's crazy stuff.
They want to get the court. They want to get the court to rewrite the Constitution by ruling.
And it's already doing it. I'm going to be writing about that tomorrow, Paul. Paul, thank you so much for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Talk Media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with your calls. What say you about Tim Walz?
A single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was once a teacher whose students convinced him to enter politics.
They encouraged me to run for office. They saw in me what I was hoping to instill in them, a commitment of common good. A belief that one person can make a difference.
Walz is now the Democratic vice presidential nominee, and he appeared tonight with running mate Kamala Harris in Philadelphia. A criminal complaint unsealed today says a Pakistani national with purported ties to Iran was arrested last month on charges he plotted to assassinate former President Trump and other public officials. The squad is losing another member. The Associated Press projecting Wesley Bell will win the Democratic primary in Missouri's 1st congressional district and will beat incumbent Cori Bush. Tropical Storm Debbie could drench coastal cities in Georgia and the Carolinas for a few more days. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another inmate has died at the Waupun State Prison. The initial investigation points to suicide. It's the fifth time an inmate has died at Waupun since June of last year. Nine people, including the former warden, were arrested earlier this year on felony charges connected to some of those deaths. Swing state polls show Kamala Harris has erased Donald Trump's lead. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it appears President Biden dropping out of the race is a game changer, at least for now.
Democrats who were very unenthusiastic when Biden was the candidate have now become almost as enthusiastic as Republicans, erasing an advantage that Republicans have had all year.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Ben Affleck cannot seem to get decent press lately. TV host Sarah Ferguson recently slammed the actor as one of her worst interviews ever after discussing the film Air, in which Affleck plays Phil Knight. Ferguson told the Sydney Morning Herald that Affleck appeared disinterested and rude throughout their chat, which took place last year. Affleck defended himself a few weeks later on Jimmy Kimmel Live, saying that is just what his face looks like, and that is how God made him. Yeah, but you're an actor. Pal Matt Damon doesn't seem to care that Affleck doesn't smile much because making movies with Ben and brother Casey is a breeze. Damon says they are like his brothers and egos are put aside when they collaborate, which Damon and Casey did on the new film The Instigators, a crime thriller available to stream August 9th on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight, but a few clouds gathering and some patchy fog forming in the overnight. Light winds, lows in the lower to middle 50s. After the morning clouds and fog, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Afternoon highs reaching the upper 70s. Right now, it's 64.
Earl Ingram.
Let's go to land for Oconomowoc.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select
people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 11:33, Dr. Laura Hanks with public cervix announcement. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Right, we build this nation day and night. Work is the heart of America's pride. With good wages and less quality beside. Every effort, every task, a brighter future is all we ask. Work is the heart of America's pride.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, your thoughts on Tim Walz and Kamala Harris and where we're going from here and how this is all going to work out. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for taking my call.
Better than yesterday, in fact.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So I was watching the Rachel Maddow show last night, and she was talking about how the GOP plans to steal this election. She was talking about many states are going to refuse to certify the election.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so, how are we going to counteract this? I mean, I'm so terrified about just listening to that. What are we going to do?
Yeah. You know, Alfredo, I honestly don't know, but I guarantee you that the Democratic Party is wargaming this right now, that they've got a bunch of lawyers on it. It may be a strategy that will have some success. I think mostly they're just going to succeed in muddying the waters and confusing issues and causing more and more people to be skeptical about democracy. I mean, that's their goal. This is the Russian playbook. Don't believe in democracy. We shouldn't have elections. You know, those, or if we do have elections, the outcome should be predetermined. The Republicans are working toward a single party state. They're not interested in a democratic republic.
I'm aware of that. It's total fascism.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am happy with the pick. Walz, I think, is pretty smart.
Yeah, he is.
Very articulate.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think, I saw him speaking on MSNBC as well, and he was just taking it to Trump and the Republican Party. He's a good choice, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, we've got a clip of Tim Walz. Nate, do you have that clip ready? Is that, you can play that? Yeah. Yeah, okay, here it is.
Potential running mates, you might have the most progressive record as governor. I know you were more of a moderate when you were in the House. But you've legalized recreational marijuana, you passed universal background checks on guns, you expanded LGBTQ protections, you implemented tuition-free college for low-income Minnesotans, there's free breakfast and lunch for school kids. Do you think your record is an asset to the ticket, or would it risk fueling Trump's attacks as you being a big government liberal?
What a monster. Kids are eating and having full bellies so they can go learn, and women are making their own health care decisions, and we're a top five business state, and we also rank in the top three of happiness. Look, they're going to label whatever they're going to label. He's going to roll it out, mispronounce names, to try and make the case. The fact of the matter is, where you see the policies that Vice President Harris was a part of making, Democratic governors across the country executed those policies, and quality of life is higher, the economies are better, all of those things. Educational attainment is better. So, yeah, my kids are going to eat here, and you're going to have a chance to go to college, and you're going to have an opportunity to live where we're working on reducing carbon emissions. Oh, and by the way, you're going to have personal incomes that are higher, and you're going to have health insurance. So if that's where they want to label me, I'm more than happy to take the label.
Have you
There you go. There you go. That was Jake Tapper, by the way, on CNN, interviewing Tim Walz a while back, and it was being replayed on MSNBC, actually. But anyway, fascinating. Susha in Venice, California. Hey, Susha, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. Hey, what a dream resume of Walz's. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Your instinct on about him was spot on, which is not surprising. Yes, I think weird is too innocuous a term for this miscreant Vance. Shady pants.
Shady pants.
Anyway, yeah. Against All Enemies is now available for free on YouTube. It started last night. Everybody needs to see that and spread the word.
What is it, a movie, you mean?
Against All Enemies? Holy cow. Yes, it's a movie that everybody needs to watch.
What's it about? I haven't seen it.
About the whole organized movement of the people that want to take down this country.
Oh, really? Around January 6th?
Yes. Huh. But you know, that's what they got organized for that. And they're heavily recruiting military personnel, heavily, because they know they have all the, you know, the strategic training and all the, you know, all that stuff. So when I, a quick question about, does your wife write the words to the songs that we're hearing?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Yeah. One more thing. When I see a Rachel Maddow or Lawrence O'Donnell video that I want to watch, the listed host for the show is not MSNBC if it has just come out. But, for instance, it's O'Donnell da Cozina or AGFSATTV followed by Arabic script or
That's because people are just taking the clips and reposting them on their own YouTube pages.
I noticed it happens just for the most recent ones.
Yeah.
And then, but how do they get a hold of them?
Record them off the air.
No, but they're not available. They're not the
No, most as I said, I'm guessing they recorded them in real time to begin with, and then they're reposting them, and it's probably a copyright violation.
Nobody else has posted them.
Right, it's probably a copyright violation.
Yeah, no one else has posted them. So
no,
I
get it.
Strange.
I think it's probably just a copyright violation. Susha, thanks for the call. Kathy in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind today?
Well, two things. In response to Alfredo, headline I saw this morning was Mark Elias says that MAGA people who star, I'm messing up his quote, but basically he said that the MAGA people who tried not certifying the last election ended up indicted.
Yeah. One of them's looking at jail time, actually.
Yeah, which is fine with me.
Yeah.
The other thing is, first of all, I picked the vice president 2 elections in a row, so I'm kind of thrilled about that. Mm-hmm. But Tim Walz is a really, really good guy, and he's from here in Wisconsin. He looks like a good guy. The one thing that I would say about all of this is that it looks like the Harris-Walz administration will carry on where Biden-Harris has been going.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
And I think the reason that Biden-Harris went in that direction is because Joe Biden listened to Bernie Sanders.
I agree. And I think he also listened to America. I think the neoliberal era is now dead, at least with regard to the Democratic Party or most of the Democratic Party. This embrace of cutting taxes and keeping wages down and austerity programs and welfare as we know it is gone and all that kind of rhetoric is being stripped out of the Democratic Party. And Tim Walz is, in my mind, he's a Joe Biden Democrat. He's an FDR Democrat. I think the party's returning to its roots.
Well, here in Wisconsin, we also have a school teacher as a governor. Mm-hmm. We have t- a terrible legislature, but he's managed to do some pretty good things.
Yeah.
So I'm all in favor of having a squad, and I didn't know that about Tim Walz. I just knew what his policies were, but yeah. I'm all in favor of having school teachers in charge of things.
Yeah.
They tend to be pragmatic, and they do really good things for kids.
Absolutely, and they are clearly people who are working from a sense of dedication rather than, hey, I'm going to go make $1 million. And, you know, the fact that he started his teaching career on the Pine Ridge Reservation, you know, wow, what a statement. And then when he came to Minnesota, he organized the first gay straight alliance for that high school. I mean, this is a good guy. This is a good man.
Yeah. Pine Ridge was once known, and probably maybe still is, the most poverty-stricken place in the United States.
Probably why he went there. I mean, it's just and when he was teaching English in China, he was there the same time I was there. So that's kind of wild too. I never met him, you know, but I lived for a month in China. Kathy, thank you for the call. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. Right back with your calls in just a moment. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in, Conald. Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A lot of people, I think, are going to be seeing Twisters this weekend. I mean, the movie.
Welcome to Merlot with the Movies. So without spoilers, what'd you think?
I actually really, really, really loved it. When it came down to the science, what they were talking about, the tips and tricks, I was impressed. It really helps, too, with people that are scared of storms. If you do want the full effect, see it in theaters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Minutes past the hour. John Cleese just tweeted, I see the MAGA weirdos are already attacking Tim Walz for suggesting that convicted felons should be allowed to vote. Surely that's pretty much the same thing as allowing them to run for president, isn't it? Oh, man. Wow. Oh, and the Senate Finance Committee just found that Harlan Crow, there was another trip he hadn't disclosed. This was a round trip from Hawaii to New Zealand for a week. 10 months after Citizens United, after Crow gave Ginny Thomas $500,000. He gave her $500,000. That's a bribe. Of course, it happened after the Citizens United vote, so I guess it wasn't a bribe, it was a tip, right, according to the Supreme Court. Amazing. Ann in Roma Park, Illinois. Hey, Ann, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up? Ann?
Oh, hi, Tom.
Yeah, you're
on
the air.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just absolutely thrilled by Kamala Harris's pick of Tim Walz.
Me too.
For vice president. I'm from the Midwest. I live in the Midwest. I'm a public school educator. And, you know, so ever since Reagan, public education has been under attack, starting with the Nation at Risk. And even Obama pushed it with his Race to the Top and Arne Duncan. So, you know, I'm just really thrilled to see him in there. I think we're going to see some real changes and more support for public education. And, you know, the one thing, too, that I like is that Bernie Sanders, a few days ago in Common Green, there was an article in there where Bernie Sanders had said his dream pick would be basically Tim Walz.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that the Democratic Party is still listening to Bernie.
Yep.
Because I think Bernie has helped turn things around.
Bernie has become one of the wise elders of the party, you know, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is. And one last thing before I let you go is that I'm hoping that November 5th is the day that neoliberalism gets the final nail in its coffin.
Yeah, I think it will be. I really do. And I wrote a book about this, you know, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism. But when I wrote that book 2 years ago, I did not expect that the Democratic Party would make this turn this quickly. And yet they have, and this completely. And they have. And I am so, so very, very happy about it. And thank you. Thank you very much. Gary in Monroe, Georgia. Hey, Gary, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How's Tom Hartman?
Say what?
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm ecstatic. You know, this is
okay.
This,
well, wait a minute.
The best pick and possible.
Say that again.
Tim Walz was the best. Tim Walz was the best pick possible. I'm ecstatic, Gary.
I'm somewhat. I don't agree that he was. It came down to him or Shapiro. I'm going to tell you why. It's a good, solid pick. It came down to those two men. But here's why I'm very worried. I'm not just worried just to be worried or to pick a bone. I'm worried from the bottom line what I feel is reality. Here's the reality. if she doesn't win Pennsylvania, we lose.
Right.
You can be ecstatic. I'm not making fun of your ecstatic, but don't get too ecstatic here. I'm going to tell you another reason why. She's not going to win Nevada. Okay? Arizona, North Carolina, and Georgia are question marks. We got a chance. Okay? But I think she's not going to win all three of those states. She's going to lose another one of those.
Yeah. Gary, wait a minute.
Let me finish.
No, I'm not going to let you finish. I'm just not into this let's cry in our beer and let's be afraid stuff. I think that Tim Walz has the ability to reach out to those people. I think he's going to do a really, really good job.
You're not letting me finish because I'm disagreeing with you?
No, I'm just not interested in crying in my beer and worrying about what's going on.
No, it's not about crying in my beer. It's about reality.
What do you suggest as a positive?
I'm a little older, Tom. I've been around elections a little longer than you. Goodbye. I'll see you.
Okay, Gary. David in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Hey, David, what's up?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just fine.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that Walz was not as good of a pick for Kamala as Shapiro, and the reason being is mostly because what the last guy just said is Kamala does need Pennsylvania. I really thought she was going to pick Shapiro. I thought he was pretty much guaranteed because I really thought that she knew that Pennsylvania was a much needed win. And also the other thing that I haven't really heard many people talk about, you know, the reality of politics is you can look at someone who has the best policy ever, but if they don't necessarily look the part or they don't sell it, you're going to have a problem with them winning. I mean, Obama, regardless of how you feel about his policies, he was young and handsome and well-spoken. He really sold it well, and that's why one of the reasons people liked him. I feel like Shapiro kind of gave those similar energies, whereas Walz, I don't see it. I mean, I don't think he's going to be able to sell the ticket as well.
Yeah. Then I don't think you've spent much time watching Tim Walz's speeches. Tim Walz is a really good speaker. He's only 60 years old. He's the same age as Kamala Harris, and he's got a great record. And I think that people in Pennsylvania will bond to him. And the research, I mean, there's been a number of people coming out with this kind of research just in the last week, shows that picking a home state governor or senator and adding them to a presidential ticket increases the chances of picking up that state by 0.5%. And I think that it's you know, much more likely that a good, solid progressive, I'm not saying this to put down Josh Shapiro, you know, he didn't get picked, and so we need not, focus on him, but I think that a good, solid progressive is really gonna do a lot to move the ticket forward, David. Thanks for the call. Gregory in Farmington, Minnesota. Hey, Gregory, what's up?
Hi, Tom. First, you had a long list of accomplishments.
Yeah.
Walz earlier in your program, and I may have missed it, but you can add he cuts taxes.
That's right.
In other words, Social Security earners in Minnesota will not have to pay taxes on their Social Security when they file in 2025. In other words, for 2024, it's means tested, but it's a pretty high bar.
Yeah.
So you can add that to his long list.
Yeah, he cut taxes on average working people rather than on billionaires.
That's right. And he cut taxes.
and you know, talk about stealing the thunder of Republicans. I really think that as America gets to know Tim Walz, they're going to be very excited by this guy. I really do. And
your couple of callers were complaining about Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania had its flirt with Republicanism, and they've rejected it ever since Hillary lost. Fetterman and Governor Shapiro. Wisconsin the same way. They're not going back.
I don't think so. I agree with you, Gregory. I think you're absolutely right. And I think Tim Walz is actually going to help pick up these swing states that are in the balance. I really do. I mean, he's the everyman candidate. Gregory, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N.
Eagle 1490 AM. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Discover Wisconsin host and Survivor, Andrea Belke. And from the hit Madison stage show, Paul Blart 3, Nathan Talaga.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.